If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
If you watched CBS 60 Minutes last night, you saw our friend, financial guru Terry Savage. And before we talk about what you were talking about last night, Terry, what happened? What was the reaction after you're on 60 Minutes? Did your phone blow up?
Oh, my gosh. My website blew up, and we started a new website, SocialSecurityHorrorStories.com. This is a problem that a million Americans are facing, and each one is facing it alone, and they are panicked. And until we brought this to the attention of 60 Minutes, which started with one of our listeners who wrote to me saying, I'm a widow. I'm 73. I had triple heart bypass, and now Social Security wants $78,000 back. And I said, what? Wait, I'll call. I can fix this. You know, I'm Terry Savage. Social Security wouldn't talk to me. So I decided to write the column anyway. And it goes around the country. And all of a sudden, I was inundated. So I called the guru of Social Security, economist Larry Kotlikoff. He said, oh, gosh, Terry, I get stories like this. Let's solicit more and write a book. We did. And then we brought it to 60 Minutes.
Yeah, if you missed it.
So Social Security Horror Stories is the book.
Yeah. And I know you've been writing about this for a long time. People are told they owe the government money, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, because there's been some sort of mistake. It doesn't matter if it's not your fault.
It's a
you still have to pay, right? What? Yeah,
it's always Social Security's mistake. They miscalculate.
What I don't understand is they say all of a sudden you owe like, you know, $60,000, but do they say, well, now you're going to stop getting the benefits going forward, or do they make people pay a lump sum in a certain amount of time?
They are demanding in every case a lump sum within 30 days. And here's the worst part of it. You nailed it. It's the power they have. They stop sending you benefits. Now, you have to understand, how did they get to these big numbers? First of all, some of this goes back to disability payments that they calculated. And people send in their paycheck stubs, and they just never paid attention. Some of it goes back 40 years. We had a young man whose mother collected disability benefits when he was a child on his behalf. Now he's a grown-up working, and they want to claw him back. His mother is dead. But they stop sending your check. And then think about all these retirees. Half of Americans may require Social Security for at least half of their living expenses. Most people have Part B, Medicare, taken out of the Social Security check. When they stop sending you your Social Security check, suddenly you've got to figure out a way to pay for your Medicare, or you have no health insurance. And they don't answer your questions. They won't talk to you. They lose papers. They bully seniors and disabled people and won't respond to them, won't give them a reason or proof or anything.
Good news is the people featured on that 60 Minutes piece last night, and one family from Chicago, they are now hearing from Social Security, right? They dropped the request for money. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Watch this. They would not go on camera for Anderson Cooper. I said to Anderson Cooper, what did they say? He said, they won't come on camera. But then those three featured families had those 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 amounts outstanding drop. But it's literally a drop in the bucket. They're clawing back $21.6 billion. Over a million Social Security recipients have gotten clawback letters. And it's never the individual's fault. It's always Social Security's fault. And then they cut off your benefits. You can appeal. No lawyer will help you because there's nothing in it for them. And the judges in the appeals, when you get there 2 years later after you've lived without your benefits, the judges are bought and paid for by Social Security. So you don't get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. It's painful.
So it's probably a good idea when you get that letter, I think it's once a year from Social Security, to check the benefits. You need to do that. What else can you do?
Never ask Social Security. Larry Kotlikoff created something I've mentioned on your show before, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, a website where you can find out for sure, without any doubt, what you're owed. So before you claim, don't ask them what you get. Go to that website and figure it out. If you've already been getting benefits, go and make sure you're not being overpaid. And we are on a mission. to make Congress wake up. You know, they don't want to talk about the future of Social Security. It's so political. Yes, it's underfunded. Well, we're talking about the bullying that's going on right now when the agency has in its mission to act in good conscience and equity for people who cannot repay or who made their plans based on the amount Social Security told them. They need to waive most of these claims, and they need to have a limit, 18 months. After that, Social Security, you don't find your mistake, it's on you. So we are trying to get Congress to pay attention. Go to socialsecurityhorrorstories.com to read how to protect yourself, get the book, and post your story if you have one.
And then you mentioned maximizemysocialsecurity.com. Is that it?
Right. It costs $39. It's not a profit-making business. It just keeps the site running. That's Larry's website that's been up for a while. His algorithms are 100% more accurate than the calculators on the Social Security website, and certainly on what the people, when you call and ask, will tell you. They tell you, well, don't claim all your benefits at once if you're a widow. Claim your widow's benefit only, for instance, until you turn 70. Let yours run and get a bigger check. But Social Security directs people to do the wrong thing all the time.
Yeah, got that, John Williams.
Terry, I thought the one thing, though, that maybe...
What are you doing there?
I'm getting ready for my show. And one of the things that I thought that Anderson sort of undersold was the fact that these people were getting money they didn't deserve, that they were overpaid. So logically, people should... pay the money back. I mean, that's the logic in it. But they don't have $40,000, and it was on Social Security. So I wonder, though, if after it's resolved, do the people continue to get their benefits at the same wrong rate, or do they get them at the new lower correct rate?
We have not found anyone who's had it resolved and come to us with they resumed our benefits. Of course they would resume them if Social Security ever got around to figuring it out at the correct rate. But let's get this clear. Nobody goes to Social Security and says, I think you should be paying me $2,382.50
a
month. What do I get?
Yeah.
And in the case of the ones Anderson, some of them revolve around disability. Some of them revolve around teachers and public servants who have worked in the private sector and get Social Security, but it's reduced by the amount of their public pension. They mistakenly calculate all of that, and it goes for years, and that's how it adds up.
And I think it's crazy to think that you or I or anybody should know what our Social Security benefit should be after a lifetime of work. That's nuts.
Exactly. And
You don't ask them.
Need to go online and find out at MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com.
Fair enough.
But what you said
on the show was if they don't figure it out after 12 or 18 months, that's on them. I mean...
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll pay you back a year's worth, maybe. But after that, it's on you. I'm completely with you on that.
Terry, before we let you go, just tell me Anderson Cooper was nice to you off camera.
Can I tell you, he was so nice and so charming. It was like sitting in a room with you, Bob, or you, John. We just sat there. He was as astounded by this story. And remember, it started here in Chicago with one of our listeners who wrote to me and started with the column that went viral, and then people started sending us their stories. It's shocking.
Would it have killed you to wear a WGN Radio T-shirt on 60 Minutes?
She didn't even get to plug her new book.
I was like, show the title of her new book.
Here's the important thing, though. Marianne said to me, "Wow, Terry looks great."
She did. She really did.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you,
congrats.
Guys. Thank you to all our listeners. Buy the book so we can send the
message. What's the title of the book? What's the name of the book?
Social Security Horror Stories, and it's on Amazon. Larry Kotlikoff and Terry Savage, the authors. If we make a big enough buzz, it's not about having a bestseller. If we make a big enough buzz, we're going to go to Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, who Larry knows, and see if we can't get her to change their policy, because that's something that could be done by directive. Stop clawing back money from poor people who are retired and disabled and have already spent it to live on.
All right.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, guys.
When you go to D.C., you'll wear the T-shirt.